Okay, so I got the PDF up. And let's see. This is week 10, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Yeah, let me know when you're ready and we'll rock and roll.
I should be good to go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to week 10 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And, well, you know what? I'm just going to get right to it. Pretty boring game. Not fun. I didn't enjoy it much at all.
It was pretty close the whole way through, though.
Yeah, only because, well, let's get into it. Yeah. Why was it close?
Well, they didn't execute great.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's what it was. Like, I know after the game, LaFleur was livid, saying that they had no energy and, you know, all that, no juice. But apparently, I was seeing, like, throughout the week, like, the players disagreed with him. They said they thought it was just, like, lack of execution in some spots that made it look worse than it was, and it seems like LaFleur agrees.
I know you do. I keep feeling like it's back on coaching. And yeah. I don't get it. I don't get the run heavy, especially on second and long. Why? It's really, I don't get the play calling. I'm missing on games like this where they go in at the half and they come out and go, okay, we got this figured out. We were fortunate to come away with a win.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't personally have any issues with the play calling on offense or defense, really. I think it just came down to a good number of plays where we messed it up. And then it killed the drive or we turned it over. Like, Adams had a nice long play there and then he fumbled it. He doesn't normally fumble. That's usually a big play right there.
That would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, from, like, the one-yard line. So, would have been big, but, even that big 78-yard touchdown Valdez-Scantling had to start off the game in the first quarter, when you look at the replay, he bobbled it. He was already looking upfield before catching it like he always does, and he bobbled it and managed to grab it. It's like, he was so close to dropping the touchdown. And it's like, I think a lot of it just came down to, I don't know if it's focus, but they were not executing on a number of plays.
But, you know, I went back and I looked at, we start out the season at Minnesota, and we win 43-34. We go to Detroit, we win 41-21. Go to New Orleans, everybody was looking at that game, and we win that by 7. And then Atlanta comes to town, we beat them, we should have. We get a bye week to get ready for Tampa Bay, and we lose 10-38, and we just looked horrible. And Tampa Bay has proven since then they're not the world beaters that some people were thinking they were going to be. They're having issues of their own. Then we go to Houston. Yeah, we won. Wasn't great shakes, 35-20, but I'm just saying that there were still some issues there.
That was a big win. We won in Houston.
And then we get the Vikings to come, and this is, again, I was talking about it. It's a game that you can overlook, and we did. 22-28, we lose. And just so we could get ready for San Francisco, and we won there 34-17 against a team that did not have many, many players. They were decimated by injuries. And then we come to the Jacksonville game, and I think they were looking ahead to Indianapolis.
So I don't know. I feel pretty optimistic hearing you list it out like all that. That seems like a decent team to me. I know you were trying to make the opposite point, but I don't know. You know, every team gets, you know, a bad game every once in a while. And, yeah, we got killed by Tampa and then lost to the Vikings. But other than that, like, a lot of teams, I mean, even the Niners game, I know they were injured, but no team in the NFL is an automatic anymore.
No, I get that. It's just that I don't – it's not the first or second time he's talked about the team lacked motivation. Mm-hmm. And who's supposed to motivate?
Yeah, I get that.
And then the play calling. I'm not kidding. Why? Okay, it was windy. Yeah, but Aaron is used to playing in Lambeau. But
they were run heavy when they were going into the wind, which I think because we saw that one play that they had. I think it was Keenan Cole, wide open on the deep ball. And the ball just died and ended up hitting the defender who was behind in the back. So I think throwing into the wind was a huge problem this game because it did seem like it was Rodgers throwing with the wind and us running into the wind.
Well, what's your thought process on them? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've always said whenever there's weird weather, whether it's wind, rain, snow, it's always the great equalizer. Fog, it makes bad teams worse and bad teams better and good teams worse. I think you always get weird games like this when it's kind of a weather thing that messes up your whole game plan.
But I'm looking at the whole picture though. It's just, I don't want to be a negative Nelly because we did win. I guess the biggest thing for me is the play calling, and I don't get it's the second and long runs. The Packers run second and 7+ 5 times for an average of -0.18 per play. And it's like, or EPA per play, you know, where they talk about the points that the play should give you up.
Other thing too, sorry, go ahead.
This is not new. It's actually we're getting worse as the season goes on. Through the first month, we had the third highest early pass down rate in the league, and we ranked 16th since week 6. And so it's not that passing games got worse. It's just the way that we're calling the plays.
I was going to say, I do agree there where we have the quarterback in the offense where we should be getting a lot of our first downs on first down or second down. Mm-hmm. I think we're putting ourselves in way too many third down situations where, let me see, because we did not convert great this game. We were 5 of 13, 38%. That's not great. That's a lot of drives getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like you said, if you scheme guys open, we're getting more of those first downs earlier in the count.
Yeah. And so we've been harping on the offense. Defense didn't look real good until the very end of the game. I mean, they did get pressure on. That was great.
They looked pretty good after the first quarter, I thought.
And tell me about this quarterback for the Jaguars. What's his history?
He doesn't have one.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they also only had, let me see here, yards passing. 151. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
How many do we win by?
At some point
you have to look at and say that you have to weigh the scale a little bit. And I'm willing. I've seen New England do it year after year where they have a bonehead game. But we're playing a little on the edge here when we should be playing better. And we're getting. It'd be interesting to see what happens in Indianapolis because we're getting healthier supposedly.
Is that the next game here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, or at least strongly hinted that Lazard would be back for this game against the Jaguars, and we didn't see him. He's been practicing though.
Yeah, he should be back for the next one.
That will be huge to get him back.
To give the defense their due, they produced 20 total pressures. Mm-hmm. And they had Jake Luton under pressure on 13 of 38 dropbacks. So, yeah, that's good. But, you know, the tackling again. And and don't even bring up the punt. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we don't have to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
One odd thing that you don't see much on a stat sheet is that they had one person run the ball the whole game. No receivers, no the running backs, no quarterback run. 23 attempts, 109 yards, 4.7 yard average. 4.7 yard average, not great, not horrible, very mediocre. We did get outscored. I mean, we had a big second quarter, 17 points, but then got outscored in the second half, 10-7. I don't know. I'm not putting too much weight in this game because of the weather. I think they've been handling the teams they're supposed to handle besides the Vikings. But I think Dalvin Cook was just, I don't know, he was 80% of their team that game, and we could not stop him.
Packers ran 25 times for 80 yards. 20 of those yards came on that Aaron Jones run late in the game.
Okay.
So not great when you're running the ball more than you're passing.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't great. And we haven't had the best. Like, there hasn't been the biggest lanes for Jones to run through on offense. But they've been like top of the league offensive line when it comes to protecting Rodgers. So I guess that's something.
Speaking of Aaron, a couple of interceptions there.
Yeah, he had one he threw right at him what game was it he had the two interceptions? Was that the Vikings game or?
I don't remember. I was hoping he would.
Who was the team we lost to before the Vikings?
So Aaron was 34 attempts, 24 completions, 325 yards, two touchdowns. And you're saying he threw, on the stat sheet here, one interception. I thought he threw two.
No, I think it was only the one this game. I thought you were talking about the last game when we had the loss, he threw two, and almost both were pick sixes. Tampa. That was Tampa. But this is only his third interception on the season this game.
Yeah, he got sacked twice, didn't he?
Once for 10 yards.
Well, I must have watched the wrong replay.
This is what happens when you're a negative Nelly watching the game. It's worse than it is.
Okay, Pollyanna.
How'd you feel about the defense after the first quarter? Because I thought they kind of got it going a little bit more. You disagree?
I feel like they really came around latter part, especially in the latter part of the game where they, you know, if they went to stop, they would have tied the game with us. But
we seem to have a really hard time.
I shouldn't say tied the game. They had a good chance of getting a touchdown. They needed a touchdown
The game, us playing the Jaguars, I'll give you, should not have come down to having to stop them on fourth down. But it did. But I think the defense, almost every game this season has seemed like they have no pass rush in the first quarter. It's like they have to get yelled at to all of a sudden start collapsing the pocket and get into the quarterback, because they have the talent to do it, but we seem to start every game anemic in the pass rush, and it's frustrating. Because teams are running
energy,
their scripted drives, and you really got to mess them up by getting to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. But that's the energy again we talked about. It just
come
out. And, you know, the back and forth there. And I was worried about this game.
Do you think it's partly? Sorry, go ahead. You're worried about this game?
I was worried about the game because we've proven that we tend to look over the team that we think we should be able to handle easily. You know, you got, for example, you've got Pittsburgh and Jacksonville coming up this weekend. And I don't think Pittsburgh's going to look past them simply because Jacksonville's given them a hard time over the last several years. Even though they haven't been the best team, they still play Pittsburgh pretty tough. But I think that we've got a veteran team. Mm-hmm. We've got a coach that should be able to fire them up enough. And you know, part of it, too, is sometimes you've got to, you know, when MVS bobbled that ball, you know, I'm old school. I think there's times you say, just sit. I'll let you know when you can come back in. Just to get these guys to realize that this is the, you're a professional.
That'd be the Lombardi method.
But the Lombardi, what's going on out here?
if Lombardi was coaching the team, they'd still be practicing tackling. So
we gotta run it up.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see here. I got distracted looking at our picks coming up later. I'm going to need your help figuring out who won, because I forgot we picked 2 weeks worth of picks.
Okay.
yeah, threw me off. So, big game. As far as, you know, they have a decent wide receiver core, especially Keenan Cole. Big game to not have both Jair Alexander and Kevin King at corner. Not great when you're missing both the starters, and Jair's having, you know, a all-pro season. He's the number one ranked corner in the league right now.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll try to move on from the negativity. You got just a little, just there's so much that went on there. And it's really hard for me not to look at it and be negative when I can, from offense, defense, special teams, and play calling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Kirksey had a good game. He had one tackle. He just blew up the offense on it. And, like, I think it was a tackle for, like, a loss of 1 or 2 yards. But he got up. He was all excited and stuff. And good to have him healthy out there. He had 7 combined tackles. Both the Smith brothers, they combined for 11 combined tackles, but they had a sack apiece. So pretty good hit game by them, which is good because, you know, they haven't been the Smith brothers of last year, and they also haven't been the Smith brothers they were paid to be. So good to see them out there. Darnell Savage at safety went out with an early injury and then came back in, so it was good to see him come back in. Kenny Clark, I thought, got beat in the run game a couple times. He ended up with 5 combined tackles. He's not usually the guy to get pushed around or get a guy on the edge of him, but oh, there was a couple plays they had where I'm like, oh, Clark kind of just got shoved off to the side there.
So, I'm trying to look here, trying to figure out how long.
Rashad Gary had a sack this game. He's had a good season all around as a number one draft pick. I think he's starting to come into his own. Every game, it seems like he has at least one difference-making play.
Hang on with me here. I'm trying to...
You looking something up? See, normally we'd be in a booth together and I could see what you're doing. They seemed a lot better this game about having masks on the sideline.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're playing against Floridians, you have to be careful.
Well, we shouldn't speak living in the upper Midwest here.
Hey, did you know, I just found this out today. Did you know our little town here is number 12 cities nationally for COVID?
Our what?
We're number 12 on our rate of COVID in the whole country. St. Cloud.
Oh, yeah, we made like the New York Times.
Yeah, we made the New York Times. We're big time.
St. Cloud, Minnesota, an hour north of Minneapolis, St. Paul. A bastion of people that, it's just the flu. It's just the flu.
Including the nurses, apparently. The ones taking care of the COVID patients don't believe in it either.
Really?
Yeah, fun stuff.
Who said that?
A nurse I know very well.
Oh, really?
My fiance.
Well, I disagree with her.
Do you? Okay.
Just well, looking at, is Ron Zook still the special teams coach?
I don't think so.
I'm looking here, and that's what's throwing me off, because I'm looking at trying to figure out. And it says, no, he was from 15 to 2018. So I was trying to find who the current, so it must be, so the past 2 years we've had the same one. Gosh, I
mean, we've had issues since Zook, though. It didn't improve after we got rid of him.
No, not at all.
Do you think part of the reason they come out so lackluster each game is, that the offensive and defensive coordinator, mainly the defensive coordinator, Pettine, are up in the booth? They don't have their rah-rah coordinator on the sideline with them?
I don't know. LaFleur has to always
go
over
there and kind of ream them when that's not normally his job.
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess that's where you need your coordinator to hire coaches underneath them that are going to be rah-rah kind of guys.
Hey, you can be exposed to COVID. You go down and yell at the players. But, oh, what a crazy season.
So, what we got? Any other actual stats you want to cover?
Not too much on the stats, no.
Okay. All right. What else you got then, sweetheart?
Sweetheart. Who are you, sweetheart, me?
I'll give you a sweetheart.
Other than that, not too much. Just kind of the... It's not a game there's a ton to talk about, you know. They didn't do too much this game. Crosby seemed healthier. We had J.K. Scott doing like kickoffs and then also practicing kicking it in before the game. We didn't have to do that this game, so good to have him getting back healthy when we need him.
You know, one thing that, speaking of special teams, that I don't know who said it, that they blamed J.K. Scott on his punt there. They said it was he outkicked his coverage. If you look at the replay on that, there were enough guys that should have had it, and they gave up on their gaps. And I just thought that was a horrible, horrible answer for why they scored on that. And what was the other thing I was going to talk about? I don't know. I forget. But it's just, it's frustrating with, the other thing, J.K. Scott, people are making fun of him missing that, the tackle on there. Well, that's not his gig, man. You know, it's great if you got a guy who can blow up a runner when he squeaks through your other defenders. But, you know, you got some guy who's kind of running opposite direction, and then guy just makes a slight move and he looked like a deer that he eaten too many fermented apples.
And we're a little spoiled because Crosby's, he'll throw his whole body in there. He'll go to take a guy out, but... I mean, J.K. Scott looks like he's 12 years old. I don't expect him to tackle a 250-pound guy.
All right. And then are you still okay with all the wide receiver screens and all that stuff?
I think I'm used to. Those are leftover from the McCarthy era. The one to Adams on third down was really frustrating. There was a third and eight that Rodgers dumped it off to Jamal Williams by the sideline, like 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And Williams was able to make a guy miss, and he got a first down. And I was, like, almost a little frustrated by it. I'm like, God, how Rodgers going to think he can do that every third down? And it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we're learning is that our offensive line is good, but we're going to do, like, a short yardage play. We're going to just kind of do stack up everybody, get nine people on the line, and we're just going to win it at the line. Well, we haven't been doing that. We didn't do it this game. So, we'll see. We'll just keep pushing forward. So anything else you want to talk about with this game?
Not really. Do you have anything else?
Not too much, man. I'm glad it's over. Looking forward to the game Sunday. By the way, it is a 3:25 Central game on Fox, and so should be really interesting to see how we bounce back after this. I haven't seen. Have you seen any of the Colts games this year?
I haven't seen the games themselves. I've seen a little bit on the Red Zone. And I've seen some highlights of theirs. They have a decent offense, decent running game, probably one of the top defenses in the league.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting. It's going to be a test, you know, for the boys in green.
Certainly will.
I think it'll be good to get Lazard back. You know, that bumps everyone back. You get the number two receiver back. Now your number two is number three. Your number three is number four. And they get a lot easier matchup when they're on the field.
You got some good weather to practice in Green Bay. I know that Rodgers is excited to go play in a dome. He does pretty darn good when he's inside. So hopefully that continues there.
Did you see all the new restrictions the league just imposed on the teams?
No, I did. I saw what they put on us in Minnesota. But
Goodell. Teams, like, they need masks on all the time in practice, all the time in the weight room, all the time doing things. They're not allowed to be in the building at these times. They're highly discouraged from using the locker room. They're not supposed to be in rooms together for more than 15 minutes, things like that.
Are they going to do and continue with the meetings from afar?
Yep, it has, unless it's like, I think pretty much any meeting that's not like physically on the field has to be over video. So, yeah, it's mandated now, so we'll see. We'll see what Gruden does.
Exactly what I was thinking.
He's got money. He can let them find him.
Wasn't he a $10 million a year boy?
I think he was one of the big guys when it comes to the cha-ching.
That was a big thing for him when he came back. He wanted to be the highest ever paid coach.
Yeah. And I'm sure he was making pretty good pocket change as an announcer.
Yeah.
To yell at us.
Speaking of announcer, did you see, I'm just guessing on the numbers, but like, you know who Jim Nance is, the sports announcer?
Yes.
He is, he's been with, I was at CBS for years. He does golf, he does football, and just all the sports. Great guy. I enjoy him. Sometimes he can be a little, there's a touchdown by the Packers. But I think his contract is coming up, and he wants to make at least as much as Tony Romo is.
Me too.
Well, and I think he's got a legit.
No, I know. I think Jim Nance, you know, he's up there with the top guys, Bob Costas, those guys.
Like you could put him in the Olympics and he'll do fine.
Yeah, he's in like the announcer Hall of Fame at this point. So I get what he's saying, but
I feel like he's making like $4 million a year, which is not chump change. I get it, but I think Romo's making like 15 or 7.
Yeah, but Romo probably brings in viewers just because he's announcing. That's, you get paid by your value and how hard it is to replace you.
I also think that CBS kind of got into the, we're going to have to throw everything at him if we're going to get him to keep him away from ESPN. So I think that plussed up his pay. But anyway, I just little side note there.
Don't want him going to the mothership.
That's right. Before we get going too much further, and I'm going to leave you to do the game ball, I'd like to just mention that what I do for a living is voice work, voice talent, voice actor, whatever you want to say. I talk for a living. My website is Voice Guy Next Door, next, N-E-X-T, door.com. It's what I've been talking about, just mentioned it today, is that it's becoming more and more common with folks with the COVID situation that your business has changed and the way you do business has changed accordingly. And so you're having to kind of reset the bar, retrain your clients, retrain your staff. And that's where a lot of the stuff comes in handy, where I can record stuff for folks. If you want to do a whiteboard video or something like that, we can figure it out. And then I'll do the voice for it. And then you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. Or when people call in and you got a new procedure for them, we can record that for you and you can put it in. So anything that deals with voice, love to hear from you. And it, like I say every time, if you're looking for somebody else and say, don't know, Mike, I don't like your voice, it's like, no problem. I'll help you out with somebody else. I'd rather have you a good experience than have you hire somebody and say, this stuff doesn't work. So voiceguynextdoor.com. And Sean, what do you got going on?
I have Greenlight Graphic Design. I do all kinds of graphic design. a lot for small businesses as far as like flyers, brochures, whole business package with letterhead, business cards, things like that. What's really big right now is social media, with everyone doing business online, people trying to grow their social media. I do professional and creative posts, and especially Facebook advertising. You want to get the benefit of advertising on Facebook, but you need something pretty for people to look at and click on. I can help with that. So if you want to give your business the green light, go to Green Light Graphic Design on Facebook.
Green Light Graphic Design. And, you know, you're so right on that, on stuff on social media, that you don't always have to buy ads. You know, if you keep putting stuff up and getting more interaction, if you're just consistent. And one of the biggest problems that people have is finding content. And Sean can help you with that.
And it makes a huge difference if you're paying $2 for someone to click on your ad, or if you're paying 9 cents for someone to click on your ad because it caught their eye.
So. Good point. All right, Green Light Graphic Design.
And Voice Guy Next Door. You want to do the game ball?
Yeah, let's do the game ball.
You're lucky you caught that long touchdown, Marquez. But this ball's for you, Mr. Valdez-Scantling. I know. I mean, it was a really good game. He pretty much saved us this game. If he hadn't had that couple big plays, we probably wouldn't have won this game. So he definitely deserves the game ball, but he needs to watch the ball into his hands. Even on that long play, he didn't have anyone coming to hit him, and he's still looking upfield. There's no reason. Catch the ball. I did appreciate him using the referee as a blocker, though, to spring himself loose.
Oh, man, he got smacked, too.
Yeah.
He went flying 5 yards.
Yeah, he really did it.
It looked like one of those, like on Reddit, you know, they do those videos where they show players just kind of flying off to the side. Mm-hmm. And that's what it looked like. It's just like, all of a sudden you see him kind of like perpendicular to the ground. That's a tough. Hey, those guys must at the end of the season. I bet you a bunch of those boys are pretty sore and ready for it to be over.
Yeah, that's not an easy job. He did have that really nice play. One thing, you remember back in the golden years of our offense, like the 2010 Super Bowl, and then like the couple years after that, where we were just world beaters on offense and no one could stop us.
They do.
When that was the time, Rodgers would get out of the pocket and guys scramble to get open. If Rodgers is out of the pocket and they're playing zone, guys would find somewhere to sit down in the zone. We have not had that from our receivers. It seems like Rodgers has been frustrated with receivers not doing that for so long now. But in this game, Valdez-Scantling had once where he had a really nice third down pickup by sitting down in the zone when Rodgers scrambled. And then another time I saw him, he did get to that spot in the zone, but it went to Adams. So it's encouraging to see guys understanding that when the play gets extended, what their role is to make sure it's successful.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Lazard's good at that too. So I'm, as you can tell, I'm very excited to have the Lizard back. Touchdown Lizard.
Well, you've always been a fan.
I have.
So
I like the little guys, the Donald Drivers, the ones that are out there scrapping for their.
Oh, man, I miss old Donald.
I know. Do you want to move into the picks here?
Sure. I was just trying to find the odds for the game coming up for the Packers and Colts.
For the Packers and Colts?
Yeah, and I got some sportsline.com, and my gosh, are they complicated. It's like they break it down into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different places.
Oh, like a betting website?
Yeah, Caesars and DraftKings, and that I couldn't figure it out. Okay, so
I can see if I can look for you here.
I appreciate that. Appreciate it. So we got, just by the way, Indianapolis Colts, and then we play the Bears the following Sunday night. And that'd be interesting to see who they got at quarterback, man. They can't figure out. The good thing they got a good defense, because they can't figure out who's going to play quarterback for them.
The Packers are 2-point favorites.
Really?
Yes.
Playing away.
Wow. So that's technically 5-point favorites.
Yep, exactly.
Except that doesn't mean much this year with no crowds, the home field advantage.
I agree.
Away teams have a better record than home teams so far this year.
Hey, did you? That is odd. Did you see that stat? It was talking about 50 plus yard field goals and how they've just taken off.
Yeah. Oh shoot! There's one kicker. I can't think of his name right now. He's struggling this season, big time. But he is like 9 for 9 at 50 yards plus.
Really?
Yeah. And then they put him out there when I was watching Red Zone, and he just drills it right down the middle from like 54 yards. I'm like, oh, you need like a separate kicker for when you're closer.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just kind of like having your home run hitter. He's going to strike out, you know, 80% of the time, but mm-hmm. boy, when he hits it, it's gone. All right, sir, you want to do the picks?
Yeah, so we had the Thursday night game a little bit ago, so we picked for a couple weeks here that we're catching up on. So Chicago at Tennessee from week 8, we both picked the Titans, and the Titans won. Then it was Detroit at Minnesota. I picked the Vikings, you picked the Kittens, and the Vikings won. So that tied it up for us. All right, you still with me?
I'm with you, brother.
Week 9 now, Packers at Jaguars. We both took the Packers and were correct. Mm-hmm. Washington at the Lions. I took Washington, you took the Lions. So you are up by 1 with the Lions victory. Vikings at Bears. I took Vikings, you took Bears. I tied it back up with the Vikings victory. We are tied going into week 11. Pretty sure I was trailing you all last year.
Oh, I think so. Which usually that's the case.
Exactly. So we're just getting out of that mode.
All right, so you want to run through what's coming up this week?
Yes, let's see. I have to pull it up.
Okay, so you're up by 1, correct?
I got the fancy 2 monitor setup now.
Cool.
I feel big time. So no, I'm not up by 1. We are tied.
Okay, so we're tied. So the first game I see is the Lions at the Panthers.
Yeah. Do you want me to pick or you got it?
Lions 4-5, Panthers 3-7. You pick.
I got the Panthers. It's a battle of the kitties, and I'm taking the Panthers.
Hmm. Yeah, battle of the kitties. You may make sure you got to hit that K. let's see. You picked the Panthers. Yeah, I'll go with the Lions just to play against them.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
The next one's going to be interesting. You got 2-7 Cowboys coming to Minneapolis to take on the 4-5 Vikings. They're actually starting to turn things around. I was surprised they beat Chicago, but shouldn't have been. They're both just kind of, you know, toss-up game.
You pick this time.
Boy, I'm going to go with the Vikings just because the Cowboys have been decimated. So.
I got the Vikings, too. I don't trust McCarthy to beat the Vikings. I know better.
You know the best thing about the Cowboys being 2-7?
What's that?
Jerry Jones.
I know you enjoy it when he's not happy.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Well, that's it.
Packers at Colts, I got the pack.
Okay.
You're pretty negative about this team right now. Not feeling great.
I'll pick
the
pack.
Might want to take the Colts at home.
I'll take the pack.
Top defense in the league.
Drop back.
No Bears this week, huh?
And the Bears are on a bye along with Giants, 49ers, and Bills.
Who has a bye in week 11?
Yeah, crazy. I think, let me see here. Yeah, I know. I think the Buccaneers, their bye week is coming up next week.
Okay.
So they gave him off like 2 or 3 days this week because I think Aaron's was saying it how they're, he said, it's obvious. They're just burnt. They're tired. Which happens.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the game coming up here?
I'm hoping for just a great game. Just one of those where I might have an extra barley pop because I'm nervous and I'll just keep...
extra barley pop. Never heard that. Is that an old man phrase?
That could well be old man.
Just curious.
What is what's your feeling?
Packers win by 3.
Packers win by what?
3. I think this could be a really close game.
I do too. I do too. I think if our defense can really play tough. For, you know, we haven't, I don't think we've had a four quarter game yet, have we, from the whole team?
I'm sure we have. We've had some big wins this season.
Well, we've had games that we come out slow. And
yeah,
we had...
No, I know it for sure hasn't been the majority of them, but I'm sure there's been a couple where we came out and just kept the pedal down. The first Vikings game, week one, we didn't seem to have any issues.
I'll give you that.
I missed that. Let's go back. So
we got before we wrap up here, did you hear about Drew Brees?
Five broken ribs and a collapsed lung.
Yeah, and he was still thinking he might be able to play.
Yeah.
He's like, he went to see one specialist, didn't like the answer, so he went to a second specialist, and they told him the same thing. And it's like,
you know what's funny? Maybe funny. Ironic.
I can't imagine playing quarterback with, was it 4 or 5 broken ribs?
5.
And a collapsed lung.
I told Justin before the season started that Brees would be would be injured for the year mid-season because he came out against Black Lives Matter. You got a lot of giant black guys trying to hurt you, and you want to do that? So I'm not surprised some guy drove their whole body weight down onto him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he got penalized big time.
Mm-hmm. It didn't look that bad on the angle we had on the replay the first few times, and then they showed one angle and said, okay, yeah, that would hurt.
All right. Well, we got a good game coming up Thursday night with the Cardinals at Seattle.
Tonight?
Uh-huh.
In 3 hours?
Right. Yeah, we are recording on Thursday here. I was under the weather big time, so I apologize
better?
For delaying it. So,
feeling better?
I am feeling better. Still, I think I'm getting better on the flu, but I'm picking up your mom's cold. So,
oh boy,
you haven't heard me turning my mic off so I could clear my throat. But we'll get through. Just a lot of water, a lot of water. All right, brother. Anything else?
No, I think we did well. How about you?
I know. I'm still a negative Nelly. I didn't think we did very good.
I think they could have done better. Those Reagans always coming out low energy in the first half of the podcast, thinking they can just, you know, get it going in the second half and no one will notice. But until next time.
Until next time.
Go, pack, go.
Oh, that was better.
Yeah, that one was probably our best yet.
All right. We'll leave that one in this time.
You sure you don't want to try again? We might do even better.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Go, pack, go.
Not bad. All right, well, that's the show.
Yeah, cool. It went, for a second there, I thought we were going to be pretty short.
I know. All of a sudden, I'm like, is there much to talk about with this game? And I look, and it's like 12 minutes that we were at with the podcast. I was like, oh, boy, there better be more to talk about.
So you are you saying, have you turned off the recording?
I have not. It doesn't turn off until we end the call.
Oh, okay. So Amina doesn't think that COVID is real.
What? No. She has a lot of nurses she works with that don't. Like half of them either say it's not real or that it's not serious enough to be shutting places down. They've opened 4 extra COVID wards. They have over 200 people in hospital beds.
I don't know how you can, well, you know what, just because somebody's a doctor doesn't mean they're smart. So, and that's
here's your degree and here's your sign.
Yeah, right. That's the one thing that I think I had learned that earlier because my sisters were older. Mm-hmm. And so I met these people, like they would be really smart in high school. And I'm like 5 years younger than them. I'm like going, what? What did you just say? But yeah, it's just some people, I think some of it's denial. I would think, my God, if you're a nurse at the hospital and you're seeing what's going on and you're thinking, when's the last time we had a flu season in November?
I know.
This bad. But
I know. But silver lining, they're saying the flu season should be a lot better this year because everyone's wearing masks and social distancing.
Did you get a shot?
No, Mr. What's his name? Told me to wait till the end of November.
Oh, you're talking about Michael.
Yeah, Osterholm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Marcia, your mom asked me and said, asked me about him, and I said, well, he said to wait, so.
Yeah, he said he's getting his at the end of this month.
So it's any time now, I think.
Yeah, he said because then the peak in your immune system is right at the peak of flu season.
That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. Unlike some people, I believe him.
Yeah.
I admit, well, you send me that.
All right, I will do that. I think I'll send it to you right after this. Should be good to go.
Groovy.
All right. Well, good doing the show with you.
And thanks again for good as likewise. Thanks for inviting me again for the B&I thing. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed seeing you there.
Well, thanks. And I got your plug in. I got to plug us going to the Packer-Viking game.
Mm-hmm. So
that was cool.
I like you showing the picture of that. I like that people could see you in your booth.
Yeah, that was nice.
Only guy there with a sound booth.
I didn't know, depending on how I felt, I was either going to do it on my phone upstairs so it could be easier to get to the bathroom. but felt well enough. I came down here this morning, set everything up. So
I wasn't sure if you'd be able to make it.
Yeah, yesterday later on, it came around. Today, I just don't have that feeling where it's like I have to be careful or I'm going to throw up again. That's
okay.
That's nice to get past that.
How's mom doing?
She's doing better. She's doing better. I think the stomach issue thing is much better. I think she's just still dealing with the cold. So
okay.
That's also getting better.
Good.
Maybe I'll make her a hot toddy tonight. All right.
KNSI Radio, Mr. Bob Hughes.
Yeah.
They have a reporter, Vinay, who did a story on us too, and had a couple things wrong in the article. And I got a call from Lori just flipping out today. Just livid that there were these small, tiny mistakes in the article. And every time I tried to calm her down, she's like, John, they are supposed to be professionals. They are a news agency. Da, 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 da. I don't think their upper management is okay with this. I'm like, okay, Jesus Christ. I'm like, you need to take a breath.
Well, like, she only knew.
I know. I'm like, first of all, this isn't even one of the papers that's doing the story. This is KNSI News. I don't know. But she made a thing out of it until they corrected everything she wanted. So.
Well, that's good. They should, but, you know, mistakes happen. And you got these kids that are graduating from college, haven't really done anything. They throw them in at minimum wage. Don't know what you expect.
And then that's kind of what I was saying. And I'm like, she thought it reflected directly on us if there was bad, like, typos. And I'm like, no, that reflects on their news station, not on us.
Mm-hmm. But. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, yeah, they got it all fixed now, so I can share it on our Facebook. I have multiple texts from Lori since we started the podcast asking if I posted it yet.
Alrighty.
But, alright, good talking to you, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. Good day. I got a lot of Sean time today.
And you got some Ginny time.
Yes, that was nice. That was I forgot she was coming over. I believe they got the pallet, wood pallet in the back. So
nice.
And she's getting the wood on Monday. Should be good stuff, man. It's costing enough.
Good.
And you guys don't have to worry about stacking it. It's getting stacked for you.
Ooh. Yeah, she stopped by here actually right before we started. She was here chatting with Amina and I, dropping off cash for her and you guys.
Yeah, I asked her, I said, so, getting a little more fired up for your bow coming over from Finland?
Yeah, just over a week now, huh?
I think she said it's, what is it, 8 days?
Yep.
She went to get her. She went to get updated her license. She said she was thinking about it and was kind of let it go. It's been outdated since June. And she said that she kind of was thinking about, you know, if we're going to drive to Kansas City, I probably should have that. And I said, well, I would think you could probably add, if you're going to drive to the cities to pick up Aero and you get pulled over on the interstate, that's kind of a big deal, too.
Yeah, yeah. It actually didn't take too long for me to get mine, like 2 weeks in the mail when they said it would be like 3 to 5 months.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I don't know if I snuck through or something, but.
Hey, did you like my shout out to Laurie Athman?
Yeah, even though she wasn't there.
I don't care. It's
no, I know. It was very nice of you, but she actually hasn't been there a lot recently.
Hmm.
Like half the time.
Well, she was there. I saw her.
Was she?
Yeah, I saw her for a while. I don't know if she had to leave, but.
That must have been it.
But, you know, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe there's a setting you can turn off so you don't hear the bing when people come in or the bing when they leave. If you guys care.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice. I have a hard time when I'm running the presentation seeing the chat or participants list at all. A lot of it's taken up by the presentation, and then if I click on other stuff, it messes up the presentation, so.
Oh, that's, even if you get to, I suppose the two screens don't help you with that either, huh?
Yeah, when you click back on, there's nowhere to click on the presentation without changing the slide, so it's hard to click off.
Yeah, that was, but I thought it, you know, considering it, I thought you guys did a good job.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
I was just going to say, it a little iffy the first week, but it's gotten to be good.
I thought the Justin, like I told you, I thought his presentation was interesting.
Justin's? Oh, wasn't... Justin Finneman, the Integra Gear guy. Yeah. Yeah, that's what their last featured presentation was, so they must make a lot of money off that stuff.
I bet you they do.
if you're going to put two presentations in a row on it. Yeah, I think he must not like doing them because he had this guy coming in for the last one too.
Mike, I remember when Mike used to do his presentations and he'd be like, well, you know who I am, where I work and stuff like that. But, and then he would like talk about healthy living and stuff like that. It's like, so he'd spent 5 minutes doing that. So it's like pretty humble guy. I like Mike.
Yeah, he's very nice. All right, I'll let you go.
All right, sir. Shoot that over to me and I'll put it together.
Will do.
All right. Love you. I love you, Sean. Bye. Hey, say hi to Amina for me.
Will do.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.